Hello, everybody, and welcome to the gayest podcast ever. I'm Ari Shaffir, and this is Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. On today's episode, myself and my co-host, Sean Halpin, interview our friend Justin Martindale about quite possibly the gayest 24-hour experience that anyone's ever had in their lives. It's if you get sickened at all by hearing homosexual activities, then I guess turn this off. But if you're one of those people who doesn't think it'll turn you into someone gay simply by hearing a gay experience, then you should enjoy this because it's fucking apeshit crazy. I had my friend Halpin, Sean Halpin, co-host with me because he's a fat Texas redneck. So I thought, what better way to temper all the homosexual thoughts and details that I'm going to hear from Justin Martindale, from Twinkle Toes Martindale, than a fat Texas redneck. So that's what I did. We just talked about quite possibly the gayest 24-hour period in human existence. Justin has taken it to new levels. It's so fucking hilarious. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Texas, by the way, Dallas, Addison, the improv was amazing. We went to a Ranger game. It was super fun. It was just a real fun time. The crowds were great. People came out in droves, and they liked that new t-shirt I have, my tour t-shirt. But the shows were all really stupendous. So thank you guys for coming out to that. And La Jolla, by the way, I just got back, and it was like three straight days for the 420 shows, 420 and 421. It was like three straight days of being stoned. It was pretty fun. Upcoming in terms of stand-up, I have a few big gigs. I'm recording my album in Denver at the Comedy Works on May 12th. I'll be there May 10th, May 11th, and May 12th, but I'm recording my album on May 12th. So if you guys are there, if you live there, or if you know cool people that live there, tell them to come out to the Improv. Not to the Improv, to the Comedy Works in Denver. Not to the Improv. There's an Improv there. It's not at the Improv. It's at the Comedy Works in downtown Denver. It's one of the funnest clubs in the country, so come to that May 12th, Saturday. But if you can't come to that, come May 11th or May 10th, because that'll be fun too. Also, I have Kansas City at Stanford & Sons, May 16th through May 20th, and Foxwoods in Connecticut in June, and also Cobbs in San Francisco. I'm finally going to San Francisco. And what better way to promote a San Francisco gig than with the gayest podcast ever? I'll be in San Francisco on June 13th, a Wednesday, one show only at Cobb's Comedy Club. So let's fill it up so it'll be rocking. And I go straight from there to Sacramento. So lots of good shows, lots of fun times. Also this week I'll be in Moon Tower at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival doing a couple shows. So if you're in Austin, come check that out and have fun with me. In terms of sponsors, I should just say this really quickly. You guys have been doing it, and I really appreciate it if you'll continue to do it. But I have two deals. I have Gamefly.com. If you go to Gamefly.com/Ari, A-R-I, you can sign up for a two-week free trial. And then Gamefly, it doesn't cost you anything. You can cancel after the 2 weeks. The Gamefly kicks me some cash to help keep the podcast going. So I'd appreciate it if you do that. Gamefly.com/Ari. Also, if you go to Amazon, if you guys shop at all at Amazon, go through my website. There's a link on my website on the right side of my website, AriTheGreat.com. That's where all the stand-up dates are too. But if you go, there's a link through there. And if you shop on Amazon, just click that link and then do all your shopping afterwards. Like once you click that link, it registers as like you went through my website. So it won't cost you any more. You still get tax-free shit delivered to your door, whatever you're into. Let's just say you're into gay snuff films, like I'm sure Justin is. Then go to Amazon.com, type in, well, before you go to Amazon.com, go to my website, AriTheGreat.com, click on the Amazon banner. There's one at the top of the right, and that's for America, and there's one just below it, Amazon.ca. That's for Canadians. So you should know which one you are. I can't help you if you don't know. But then click on there, and then, you know, once you get there, do a search, an Amazon search for gay snuff films, and see what comes up. Actually, let's do that right now. No, I have too much stuff open. I'll do it next time. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so do that. So it'll help support me. And that's it, everybody. Go to AriTheGreat.com. I have a bunch of extra clips for okay, I'm going to do it right now, actually. Hello, Ari. It says I'm signed in. Gay snuff films. Would it be movies or films? Let's see what it comes up. Showing 8 results. Frisk, starring Alexis Arquette, Craig Chester, Brooke Dillon, and Mark Ewart from 2003. It was 1999. Now it's only $17.99. How gay is that movie? There's also a movie called Amateur Porn Star Killing, starring Shane Ryan and Machiko Jimenez. Oh, Machiko's in this. I got to get it. All right, well, whatever. There's lots of stuff to get. There's 8 things that came out for gay snuff films. If you take out the word snuff, a bunch of other stuff comes up, like Iron Boys 4. Here's my problem with homosexuality. I'm fine with it, but I'm torn between finding it hilarious and just thinking it's totally casual. Like when I see two gay guys like kissing on Santa Monica Boulevard after the club's let out, part of me is like, yeah, it's totally casual and everyone should be able to do that. And another part of me is like, oh my God, there's two gay guys kissing over there. What the fuck? Anyway, so go to Amazon.com or go through my website, arithegreat.com, and then go to Amazon. So that's it, everybody. I hope you're enjoying these. I'm going to split this up. This is my first one. I'm splitting it up into two. The second episode will be out tomorrow. Let's just do Monday and Tuesday. So view them both, arithegreat.com. Subscribe on iTunes so you get these to come in. And enjoy, everyone. Ari the Great's, no wait, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, number 56, gayest podcast ever. I've never been so sure of our name in all these podcasts before. In the dark, my big gay heart, big gay heart. Please don't break my big gay heart. Why can't you look after yourself and I? Down on me. Do you have to try to piss me off just 'cause I'm easy to please? Why can't you look after yourself and I? All right. We're starting. Here we are.
Yay.
Yay. We're in Dallas, Texas. I am here with Sean Halpin, who's going to be my co-host today.
Hi.
How are you, helping?
I'm good, Ari. How are you?
Very good. And then
it's our
Justin Martindale.
First guest tonight.
First guest today.
Yeah, hi.
Mr. Justin Martindale. Now, here's what I want to talk about, because your night last night was the gayest night I've ever heard of in my life. Just from start to finish, one of the gayest experiences.
I rarely have
a podcast where
light.
I know the title ahead of time, where it's like, gayest podcast ever.
So, and we mean that in a polite
it
way.
It wasn't bad.
Homosexualiest?
Yeah.
Well, homosexualiest podcast ever? Yeah, not in the bad
I've been
way.
On, I've been on a couple of them, Ari. So this is like, you know.
What?
I've been on one of yours before.
This will that, be way gayer.
This is just going to blow it out of the park.
Will be, yes, way,
it's
way gayer.
It's a Rangers home run.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah.
We went to a Ranger game yesterday. Somebody got us free tickets. It was really fun.
It was good.
Yeah. It's always good when it's free.
Everyone was like.
It makes it a little better.
Yeah, we're like, reason. We got free tickets. They were pretty good seats, too, down the first
base
side.
Yeah, they're probably the best seats I've sat.
Talking about baseball, this is pretty gay. This is,
yeah, this is the least gay part.
We start off like, football's crazy, right?
Yeah, so.
And then,
what's up, bro?
I like that video. He made a video. Justin made a video of
Sean
I mean,
did.
I mean, Sean made a video of Justin. He called it, what'd you call it?
He's the best play-by-play announcer in sports, so they should pick him up.
And you tagged ESPN on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just him going, after a third called strike that the crowd disagreed with, Justin just goes like, fuck.
Well, because that was the one that would have ended the game.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh yeah. And then Justin's like, fuck.
ESPN actually just got off the phone with me, and I'm hired. So
last night, you made your triumphant return to Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
How long has this been since you've been here?
I don't know. Forever. In a day.
You grew up here? You went to college here?
No, I lived here for 2 years.
Lived here for 2 years. When?
Like 2002 to 2004.
Was that in college? No. After college. Yeah. Okay.
Did you live in Dallas? Or you know how they say, like, I lived in Dallas, but it's like...
The good part of Dallas.
Yeah, I lived right across from North Park Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good part of Dallas?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You're from here, right?
Yeah.
You grew up here?
Yeah.
It's good, yeah.
What's the percentage of rednecks to, like, regular people that you can, like, hang out with? And now I put you, obviously, in the class of rednecks.
Rednecks?
Yeah. No, you'd like, be, like, borderline.
Dude, like, I'm metro
like,
redneck.
I'm at the end of the white trash going into redneck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I grew up, when I went to elementary school, I grew up in Garland. yeah. which is where they Film. Based
what is that?
Harland.
Yeah, from
King of the Hill.
King of the
yeah,
Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
So they based it off that. And it's basically just like that.
I heard they make a trip here every year to like spend like a week in Texas and just get the accent down again and like figure out what people are up to.
You gotta go like out of Dallas because man, I mean there's just characters.
Outside.
Like I wanted to get something where we could go like get in some big monster like four wheel drive trucks and go mudding.
Yeah.
And
fuck, I forgot in Vancouver this guy offered to take me to this dog thing. Motherfucker.
A dog? Like a fight?
No, like attack dogs. He had attack dogs that he let, like, you put those super suits on.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And
they attack you. No way.
Yeah, fuck. He wrote me and I forgot to write him back when
you
I was
know, like, I have a
motherfucker.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say what he does. I have a lot of friends that are cops. We should try to do a ride-along or something.
Oh, yeah. I would do a ride-along.
Dude, that's so fun in the sticks.
But not to the black part of town. I'll go Mexican part of town, but I'm not going black part of town. Not in Dallas.
That Dallas heat.
The black part of town in Dallas.
Can we shoot a little video and call it Dallas Heat?
Sure.
And then see the three of us getting out of the backseat of our car just sweating. Just
like, like that guy in the shade yesterday at the park.
We saw a fat black guy getting out of the will call line from the shade. He was in the shade and just sweat was pouring down his shaved head.
They had to like keep him moist.
It was just pouring down. We're like, he's coming from the shade.
You look like Bruce.
How fat are you?
You look like Bruce after a 2-hour special.
Right.
Good night.
Good night. I just lost 700 pounds.
How do they don't? Like, I would think, like, in the heat.
Like a boss hog trying to lose weight to get into shape or something.
Well, how did you feel like this? It's weird when you come back, like, when you get off the plane
mm-hmm.
and that the thing that attaches to the plane, the walkway, you know, this mm-hmm. whatever they call it.
Humidity.
That
walkway.
Strip that's not covered by anything, that's when you get that first blast of air.
We got when we went outside after the luggage. We got the luggage and we stepped outside. It's like
we both did that. We're like something just sucked our soul out.
I do that or when I go to Canada in like March where you expect like, all right, 70 and it's like 40 and you're just like, why
is this happening?
We did Canada in that big mall and it was like 20 below. I'm like,
you went to which one? The Mall of the Edmonton Mall?
Yeah, the mall with
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Do people just live there?
It's like, you know, there's.
I stayed in the condo there.
At the mall?
No, there's places people stay in the mall.
That's crazy.
There's a hotel there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed in the condo and then Tom stayed in the mall.
I've always wanted to sleep in the mall.
Nice there.
Yeah.
Brunson fucking hooks it up. It's one of those clubs that are owned by a comedian.
And you're like, I would live in this apartment.
So, yeah, he's like, oh, no, I wouldn't put you in a shitty place. Because I was like, oh, condo, who am I going to be staying with?
Sorry, that was
Justin,
weird.
Don't check your goddamn voicemail while it's on.
It was
you
my
goddamn
mom.
Paris Hilton wannabe.
Fuck. He pushes play and he's just,
pocket. Like, he's trying to get in touch with me.
Paris Hilton wannabe. Oh, do people want to be her?
You want to be the Paris Hilton of Dallas, the Dallas gay scene.
Oh. Oh, man.
All right, so let's talk about your night last night.
Well, we had a great show at Addison.
Yeah, whatever.
No, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever. It's a good club. What?
fun
so
table.
You okay. have your bully from high school.
Right,
contacted
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
This is the guy who bullied you. In what grade?
This was like, you know, like 6th or 8th grade.
And like, so can you give us like a...
He like called me a fag and, you know, he was just like always like a, you know, an asshole and like he would, you know...
Was he like a jock or
huh?
Was he a
yeah?
Like,
played football
and so he would
and what did we they like shove you against the
yeah? I mean just like stupid shit. I mean
dead arms.
I didn't want to like kill arms? Myself or anything, huh?
Did he ever give you dead arms?
Dead arms
when they punch you right in the meat of the shoulder and it just makes your arm
like
go
frog
dead.
You?
Oh, that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I call frog.
Get the knuckle out. Frog
dead
what
arms.
We call it frog.
Wow, call it frogging.
We call it dead arms.
Frogging dead arms.
And then we have dead leg also.
That's a horse.
That's the worst.
That's
was
a
that a frogger also?
Yeah, whatever with the knuckle out.
No, that's that was a canker horse. Horse
Charlie horse.
Charlie horse.
No, but that's something that happens in your body, isn't it? Like a. Like if it's like if you're no,
that's
sitting,
an ulcer, Sean. You need to get that checked out.
And
you're fat, Sean. Your body's failing you because you're fat. And you keep eating.
Thanks, Ari. They can't see me, and
they
now
can
they
hear
know
you
I'm...
breathing, struggling for breath out of your nose.
Struggling for breath.
Oh. You could have just told him I'm on a treadmill. And
oh God. No. Anyway, so yes, I got in touch with my bully from high school.
Wait, okay, go ahead.
But let's start. Let's. you know, let's see, like, how did the texting start?
Okay.
How did the...
Justin, okay, Justin...
How'd you connect?
You should know Justin is a gay homosexual.
All right, I wasn't ready.
What?
Just kidding.
Okay, to come out. okay, yeah, how did the texting start? Who got in touch with whom?
Well, actually, we connected through a wonderful social network called Words with Friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He found you. You got laid off.
No way.
Has that ever happened before?
No, I think
I'm
first.
Have you hooked up at all from Words with Friends?
No.
Don't, no, like you're like, it's like, how dare you? When it's like, it's like, I've been a possibility.
I banged this chick off Draw Something.
Did you really?
No. Was she a retarded girl?
Yeah. Like, you a boob and you're like, is that a sign?
This is,
but I think that'd
dick.
Be the ultimate. And like, where'd you guys meet? On Draw Something. Like, how dare you? Really? There's so many.
Dare you
there's so many single people in this country,
and we have a baby.
Yeah, we met, and it's our, you know, 2 year anniversary. And every day,
people like,
every anniversary,
you.
We draw something to commemorate the day we met.
Okay, so this guy wrote you,
yeah,
on Words with Friends, and
yeah.
said, "Hey, do you remember me?"
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I knew him. I remembered him. It was just
had
like
you made
just
up?
Start a game. Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't really like talk about it. I'm like, he's
when's the last time you talked to him?
Last night?
No, before this.
Like 98, 99? No, 2000, 2001, something like
in
that.
In like high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what did you like? What if you talked to him in high school and you didn't hear? You didn't hear anything about him. You didn't see him or whatever.
No, I knew he was. I knew he was gay.
Because like when he
heard,
you up
I heard
he would push you up against a locker and then bend you over and fuck you then, or how did you know?
It was actually between algebra and and home ec. Yeah, so it was right around then. All the teachers were out. It was awesome. Lots of kids just yeah.
Yes,
the teachers got in on him pushing you.
No, oh, I thought you were talking about like hallway sex. No,
no.
Wait, what? Jesus. We have to separate fantasy from reality,
know, reality
for a lot of these.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Like,
okay, so this guy writes you and says, okay, let's meet up. You're going to be in Dallas. Let's meet up.
Right.
And now at this point, you know he's gay?
Yeah.
You know he's gay?
I knew he was, yeah.
That came up in words?
No, he opened his mouth. He opened his mouth and the purse fell out. Yeah. It was just like, bah. Yeah, whoa.
You are one of the most proud people of their gaydar of anyone I know.
What does that
you're
mean?
You're constantly like, oh yeah, that guy's gay. Oh yeah, like you're just constantly.
He does
like,
an impression of you. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, he's gay.
No, you were constantly saying who is gay and who's not gay. We're not gonna say who, but like,
well, I have like a job too, and you know, I go to bed. It's not like what I.
Oh no, it's not all you are. Yeah, obviously,
just constantly walking down the street.
But so I'm saying, gay, like, how no, gay is he? Gay.
Oh, there's. There's Gaydar Martindale. Run.
He's going to out us.
He'll out you.
So you just knew he was gay. He was clearly gay.
Yeah. Yeah. We went out last night to a bar that I haven't been to in a long time. And it was fun. Drinks were so cheap.
Now, was this like, did it seem like a sexual thing? Or can, like, I don't know. How do gay
know.
Guys go out as friends?
Huh?
How do gay guys go out as friends? How do you know the difference between going out as friends and going out as not friends?
That's a very good question. I don't know. It's just kind of assumed. Like, if you're friends with a group of guys, you probably ended up hooking up with them anyway.
Oh, it's not just okay. It's not just going out as friends.
No. I mean, like,
can you just go out? Like,
you
me
can,
and have
yeah.
them go to a movie.
Like,
it
I'm gonna
would
go
just
out
be
with,
a movie.
I'm gonna go out with some friends. You know, after the show tonight,
can you go out one on one with a guy, gay friend? And,
yes.
And it was just understood. It's not about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the chances of you fucking are below like 7%.
Yeah.
Or do you ever like go out with a gay guy and you're like, well. Where I'm just going to fuck him because I'm bored.
So that happens.
That happened today.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that. I want to get this in order of
we
your craziest
get
gay
chicks,
night.
We need to get chicks to start thinking like gay dudes.
Yeah, you need to fucking
you know,
start
like,
recruiting women. Start. Or just find all your guys that have gone through surgery.
Well, I'm training them right now. It's just kind of like a... I'm like the male gigolo for women.
Just don't.
But not. I'll
But have the good attitude, you know? Have the good guy attitude.
Like, yeah. the still the bro code.
Yeah, still the bro code, but in a female body. In a Terminator 3 type body.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go out with your gay friend.
Uh-huh.
Your bully.
Or friend, yeah.
And by the way, this we thought was hilarious. Like, the best revenge you could possibly get on your bully. At this point, last night, you thought, what percentage are you that you're going to fuck him?
I was thinking, like, maybe 65-70.
65-70% yeah. You're going to fuck him. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, the
and
best 60 revenge.
60 of that is just revenge.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm going to get you back.
I'm a stand-up comic. You better believe it's revenge.
And the story.
You were prancing around all proud last night. I'm going to fuck my bully. I'm going to fuck my bully.
Because just, that's the ultimate It Gets Better campaign right
think,
there.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody probably has ever said that.
Like, if you could, as your bully was hitting you, what you could do, nerd, stop hitting yourself. He's making you hurt. Just, if you could just say, one day, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. I'd be like, what? Just if you knew it.
Like, as a 14-year-old kid who's getting bullied.
Yeah, we were saying, like,
if one day.
Like, if you could go back in time.
Well, I did. That's actually what I did. I went back in time to my youth and saw young Justin Marndell in the hallway, and I said, say this. Because one day this will happen.
You're like, you're not going to be able to stop it.
You're not. You can't start.
You're going to make it better.
You can't stop the darkness. Yeah.
Just know that one day you will fuck him in the asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the. It's probably the biggest sign of domination from a male to another male. I mean, that's probably the biggest sign right there.
So kind of a big deal.
If I'm fucking you in the asshole, that's the biggest sign of a dominating situation.
Yeah. I'm like a silverback gay.
And you're only a top. You're only a top. So we know how it's going to go down if it goes down.
Yeah.
It's silverback. Yeah. But that's like with chicks, it's like, I just want to fuck them in the ass just because it's like, yeah.
That's why you want to do that?
Well, plus if.
Do you want to do it? Is that what something you're into?
You don't do it for pleasure?
Pleasure?
Pleasure.
No, I was dating this one girl and she didn't want to. And then it was almost like, I didn't really want to, but just.
See, I don't understand like why guys do that.
Continue. But just sorry, feeling her hold you and not
her,
want it
with her
made you get rock hard. And as you held her down and told her to be quiet.
I just think with, like, if you're a girl, it's just a like a dominant thing. You know, like, yeah, I fucked you in your shitter.
Jesus.
I fucked you in your shitter. I think some guys are like that about dominating. I've not ever been into it. Lately, I've wanted to a little more. I'm like, how come I don't ever do that?
No, but I don't really. Sometimes it's just like, because the vagina is so awesome.
Yeah, it really
you're
is.
Like, eh, and then you want to try it, but then you're like,
Jimmy Dore had a bit about that.
What? Oh, yeah. How the vagina is awesome?
Yeah, how it was like, I think his tagline was, it's like it was made for it.
Yeah. like Jesus wanted it to go.
It's weird. Man. It just feels right. It's so strange.
God's cock sock. That's.
Jesus. It's like terrible. A warm hand.
It's like a warm hand. Okay, so you're going to go, this guy, 65-70% chance, 2 in 3, you're boning. Yeah. And what would be a possible reason you wouldn't fuck?
I don't know, because...
In that thought of like maybe 1 in 3 that I won't, what would go into that? A random car accident? Get too drunk and pass out? Like what goes into like everyday occurrences?
Well, it kind of turned into one of those things like...
Your belly is fat right now, by the way.
I'm so...
so much. You fat fuck, too.
Look at me.
You're turning into Alpin.
If
oh
you
my
see
God.
Me, just describe me right now.
Your belly is distended like an Ethiopian's. You ate so much
full,
at lunch.
I'm
it looks
full
like
on
a
grain.
Bloated Morrissey.
Bloated Morrissey. Look, I am bloated. Look at that.
It looked like Twilight if it was
bloated
real. If it was like these
Morrissey.
Kids weren't like cast... The prettier kids would be the vampires.
This is
but they
Twilight
all
when they get married.
This
and
is
have two kids. He's laying on a
unbutton,
couch.
One button
with a beer.
Al
yeah, I really a feel like I'm
light.
700.
Keystone Light.
Get out of the
shit.
Mud.
Look, I have a Keystone Light right here behind me.
You got back to your white trash roots as soon as you landed in Dallas.
I know.
Sean Halpin never lost his cred.
No, I've just
forgotten where you
I've
came
just
from.
Turned over to the dark side. I'm gonna start going to church.
Okay, so the plan is to fuck your bully in the asshole.
Right.
As revenge.
Didn't happen, though.
Okay, but so why not? Where did you start going out?
I don't know. It was just, he started talking about, like, what he was into and everything. He's like, you know, I like him, you know, like, 21 to 24. And I'm like,
oh. What, oh, that's why he likes guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, and, like, small and.
And you don't like that?
No.
What's your type? Do you have a type?
Yeah.
And what is that type that I was asking about?
I don't know.
Yes, you do too. No,
like,
you just
like, I don't know. I just like guys. I just like dudes.
Well, like dudes, like
mm-hmm.
bro dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Backwards baseball cap.
Sure.
That's what, like you'd be into that.
Yeah.
Name a comic who would fulfill that type of thing. Not that has, but
bro
like,
dudes.
That like would be that if it was not that person.
Oh, you already know that answer.
No, I don't.
You know that answer, no?
Mark Ellis?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Such a quick no. That's like my brother. I can't.
It was such a quick no.
No.
But I'm saying if you weren't friends with him, would he be the type of guy?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, the type. That's all I'm saying. Not him. Just the type.
Mark Ellis?
Mark Ellis would be the type.
No.
He would not be the type. No. I'm saying if you didn't know him.
If I didn't know who the person was, it would be Brady Matthews.
Oh, Brady Matthews type. Who else? Or just the one? You've got tunnel vision for Brady Matthews.
Brady Matthews with a tuxedo shirt or no tuxedo shirt?
No tuxedo
shirt. Adam Ray
is very good looking as well.
He'd be that
friend of mine.
That kind of type?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know who Jeff Keith is?
No. Wait.
Do you know who Jeff Dye is?
Jeff Dye, I know.
He's done Home Improvement, whatever. Would he be your type?
No.
He's too pretty. Okay.
That's good, yeah.
If Halpin lost 250 pounds.
Sure. Sure.
He would
but that's the thing. Like, you guys are my friends. It's like, I'm not going to.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying types. That's all. Yeah.
Caparulo for sure.
You'd be into Caparulo.
Oh, are you serious?
No.
No. Do you like chubbier or
no? No.
You're not into chubby. Okay. I'm just trying to get a
right now, I am. Shit. I might as well.
No, you have
you're
to
just trying
be.
To get a gauge on.
You'd be like, I'm not into chubby guys. They'd be like, who are you to judge me? That
I have goals. God,
sit up
to get. I really wish I could do a sit up right now.
Okay, so why wasn't it happening? Because he wasn't. He was into 21 to 24.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those like, eh, I was over it.
Like you didn't no longer wanted to.
Yeah, I know. It was just kind of like, eh, I could, but it'd be weird. I don't want it to be like, hey, I came into town to just
to
bone you later.
That'd have been
bucket list done.
So you didn't want people talking about you,
huh?
You didn't want to have people talking about it.
Well, yeah. Now we're obviously doing a podcast about it.
Well, I'm saying, like, did you make a decision? Like, I'm just not into this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those, like, you go out with a girl and you're just kind of like, oh man, I'm so.
Yeah, you realize you're like, I'm really not interested.
Yeah, like she opens her mouth or says her S's like this.
Yeah, but even with a girl like that, I feel like, well, I'll still fuck. It's just not going to go anywhere. I mean, we can have sex tonight, but that's the last.
Plus,
time
I will say I had a case of the whiskey dick.
Oh.
So I was just kind of like, eh.
Wait, hold on. How did you know that?
Because my penis looked at me and said, stop drinking, Jack.
No. When you're just drinking?
Yeah.
You get random drinking boners?
No. It's when you can't get hard.
But I know that. But when did you test that?
In the bar and your dick looked at you?
Oh, no. You can just tell.
No, but if you're not in a sexual situation, I wouldn't know if I have whiskey dick right now.
Oh, I can tell.
You're just like raging at all times? Is that like a normal gay thing? Because this is so in use that you just have to like... Be like aware of it. What
just
do you mean?
Like, I can't. This isn't going to happen tonight.
Wait, is it because you're past your normal point?
Yeah, probably.
Of when it hasn't worked in the past, so you're like, oh, I know, I'm drinking too much.
Yeah,
and you let yourself drink too much because you're like, I don't want to fuck this guy.
Right. True.
Okay. Does that make sense to you, Alvin?
Yeah.
You ever been with like a coyote dog of a woman? And
I've never thought to do that, to intentionally drink too much. I'm always like, I better not drink too much. Because then it's going to be, I'm naked with a fat chick and still not able to maintain a boner.
I'm very non-confident.
And then it's going to be even worse.
You just try to just shove it in.
Yeah, I say the magician's fist. You shove it like a handkerchief into a magician's fist. And then you pull out a boner and yell, ta-da. That's only a non-condom move, by the way. Right. That's somebody you have to trust to do that with. Yeah. You cannot be someone who you don't trust. Okay, that makes sense to me. It just always seems like it'd be way worse.
I would.
Now I'm with you and... Ugh, why are you naked
here
and not fucking?
Oh, God, I get to see without your clothes now? You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I would just drink. Yeah, I would drink to where I'm thinking, like, this isn't going to happen because I'm drinking.
Right.
But in college?
And then, in
college, I used to drink and then get super horned up.
Well, yeah, you were younger, too.
And then we'd fuck.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it wouldn't matter, but that was college.
Right. Yeah.
I was 20.
Yeah.
I drink two beers now, I'm like, beer.
Yeah.
two
beers and done.
I had a chicken fried steak and I'm out for the month.
Yeah, that was a big meal.
God. Where'd you, how do Texans
this guy
eat?
Dave from Woot took me on a tour of the Woot factory. And then on the way back, I asked Justin if he was done with his horror. And we're going to get to soon. And
the horror.
More?
That's funny. Yeah, there's more. So, didn't have sex with the bullet.
Yeah, and so we went out to eat at this diner. What was the diner called?
The Diner?
The Diner of Dallas. Yeah, it's supposed to be this like old diner that's been there for a while.
He was like, nothing's finer than the diner. That was their slogan.
It's supposed to be like, all those ladies have worked there for 40 years or whatever. Yeah. Justin got super queenie as soon as he walked in. I could tell you were bitchy. He was like, really? We're going to a diner?
I was not.
Yes, you were.
A little bit.
And I was trying to ignore it because I didn't want to get into it because I thought this diner was just fine.
I was not bitchy.
You bought Keystones last night.
I think
night.
I walked out and I was like, oh, this is nostalgic. It had like the big bopper on.
No, you were like, I guess I'll be nostalgic or whatever. Is that how we're supposed to interpret this?
God, I sound horrible.
Oh. Sweet, but it was
tea,
delicious.
Fried pickles.
Yeah, we ate like monsters.
I already ordered lemon pie.
You want a pie? I was gonna get my own slice until you talked me out of it.
Yeah, we didn't even finish it. It was huge.
You got a whole pie?
No, it was a pie slice, but it was the size was of a fucking...
Oh, y'all both shared one.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's my
shared
problem.
Shared a pie.
Here's my problem. And I'm not... Because I'm... Well, I don't know. What would you say my level of non-homophobia is on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, how unhomophobic am I? 10 being the most homophobic and 1
Oh, 10 being most homophobic?
Yeah, and 1 or 0.
You're
being,
like a 3, 4?
Like 3 every once in a while?
Yeah.
Okay, 4. Gee, that's pretty high, actually. 3 or 4 is pretty high. 3 or 4 but is, I mean, like, hey, look, it's not okay for them to be around me, but I'll let them stay alive.
A 4 being like, you'll see it. It's like you see anybody, you're just like, ugh. You know, it's like that. It's like, where you could look at someone in the face and just be like, ugh. Like, and I've done that too. And people are like, Justin. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm very vocal.
Oh. And that's blunt. What he said our best nickname is for fat people now. Ugh. Oh, here comes ugh.
No, wait. It wasn't fat people. It was people who annoyed you.
Oh, really? That was the right people who annoyed me? Here comes ugh.
Here comes ugh.
No, didn't we see a big guy the other day or something? And we're just like, ugh.
It was a fat lady crossing the street. It was a Dallas native, you can tell.
She like sells antiques.
Wasn't raised thinking fucking cheese was wrong.
No. It was so funny.
Even if they're really bad, what would we say? They're ugh.
That's how I feel right now.
Season H's.
Yeah.
I saw a guy underneath this. We stay at this residence inn, and they had this hedge just cut from the top up. So it's like you only see the trunk of the tree on the bottom, the one right here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, I could not see this guy's head or shoulders, just shoulders down. And it just looked like I was on the phone with you saying, where are you? Trying to find you helping. And I was like, oh, here's you are right now, this fat guy. And then it was like, oh, no, just a different fat fuck.
Oh, and I turned around. Fat white guy. I turned around because I knew what he was talking about and laughed. He was my ESP.
Well, then, because I saw this dog in the courtyard run around, and then he stopped. He took this huge shit. And I go, Ari, is that you? But it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
You were around the corner.
Okay.
That's huge shit.
That was a Jew dog. Wait, where were we? I just lost my train of thought. What were we just talking about?
Are we done?
Eating.
No, we're not done.
No, but...
We're not done with his gay stuff. We're going to keep getting back to the gay stuff. Okay. We meander.
It's really not that much.
Oh, I know. I was talking about levels of homophobia because in my head, a little bit, and you tell me where this place is, I am a little afraid, not of me, but of other people thinking that when I'm around you, that I'm gay.
Oh, do people
still
do that?
And when I'm in Texas, I feel more weird about it.
So you feel weird around me?
No, I feel like if a bashing's going to go down, here's where it's going to go down.
No.
And they're going to be like, and get his faggot friend. I'm like, oh no, I'm not. I'm just a
Jew. You would totally deny me.
Not me.
Yeah, totally deny me. You would leave me for dead.
Yeah. So when you were like, you want to share a piece of pie, it's like if Halpin had asked that, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's cool. But when you did, it was like, oh fuck.
See, I don't even think about it that way. I mean, who doesn't?
No, Ari. If I said, hey, let's share a piece of pie, you'd probably go, no, eat it all, you fat fuck.
Oh yeah, I might say that.
Yeah, you say that.
But they're not going to think that I'm fat. Because especially compared to you, I'm clearly.
Do you
not
think
fat.
That? Do you think the waitress knew I was gay?
Everyone must know you're gay. You're almost a queen.
No, I'm not.
You're.
I don't think.
No,
so.
No.
I don't think
you're
so.
You're clearly gay.
Okay.
You're fabulous.
Yeah.
Where would you be described as? You're clearly gay. You read as gay.
Okay.
That's not queen, I guess. That's not queenie.
Queenie is queen. Queen's like
uptight,
just like ooh girl, like that.
Oh, that
shit.
No, that's not okay. Then no, I have Jamie. Queen wrong. Yeah, Jamie's a queen. Okay, I get it now. What would you be? You'd just be like you're like Mad Men version of gay.
Yeah, I'm like the.
You would blend in back in the day when no one knew.
I'd go to like seedy bars and like wear colors of cloth to symbolize that I was different. Like I totally would. I'd be like one of those guys, like the news camera breaks in. I'm like, oh, no.
No, I've walked into the wrong place.
Yeah.
Like that episode of Sanford and Son.
I was the guy that like Harvey Milk was fighting for.
Oh, nice.
Milk. Yeah. Yeah.
Milk. Harvey Milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
A gentleman. See, I know who Harvey Milk is. So where does that put me in the homophobia scale?
Well, okay. You're back down to a 3 now. Okay. So. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So you're out with this guy. You go to a gay bar.
Right. JR's. Uh-huh.
Is that where they had the drag event?
There's drag. It's weird because I haven't been here forever, but they're everywhere now. Like
drag
I was walking
queens?
Yeah, I was walking around. They're just out. like out.
What?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
Sean's just like, out. Get that pitchfork. Call my friends.
Yeah, he's like, I just banged this really hot one. So her name was, you know, Luscious Rick. Tracy.
Rick.
Have you ever hooked up with a drag queen?
No.
Okay. You're not their type.
No.
And they're not your type either.
I don't know.
Maybe. Actually, yeah. I met a drag queen in regular once.
We should hit a gay bar while we're out here.
Yeah, we did that in South by Southwest.
There's a drag show. It's actually really awesome down here at the Rose Room. A drag show.
I went to a drag show once, and the guy who won, which I believed was cheating.
How so?
Was he cheating?
Because he dressed up. There were these people dressed as, who's that girl with the melons on her head?
Carmen,
from the Love Boat. Cucaracha.
Carmen Miranda? Charo? Miranda.
Yeah, Charo. Yeah. Someone was dressed as her. There was someone dressed as fucking whoever.
Rosa Parks.
Whichever girl. Yeah. And the one who won was dressed as Boy George.
Yeah, that's cheating.
That's cheating, that's right? Because that's not a girl.
Yeah, no.
You're just dressed as a drag queen. You're not dressed as a drag queen. You're dressed up as... whatever.
You're so angry.
I'm mad about rules. I need there to be order in the world. Let me ask you a question, because I just remember this. Did you ever have to be in a gay club where they had the different color handkerchiefs?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that was the 70s.
Okay, that's...
I don't think they still do that. It's always weird. They always have, like, that's still around, and I don't see anybody wearing, like...
Did you know about this?
A gay gang?
It's a gay code. No, it's code. Like what you are. Top, bottom, yeah. Power bottom, pop top.
Yellow.
Is pop top a thing?
I don't know. I think it's always
good to know those rules, because you don't... What if you're like, hey, I want to blow my nose every once in a while. I'm going to wear this yellow handkerchief my father gave me.
And someone just pisses on you.
Yeah.
Someone just like starts weeing all over you. And like, what are you doing? Like, shut up. Oh, yeah.
Shut up. You know what you like.
No.
You like
bright yellow means you're going to pretend
right
like you're not
into
it.
Right your mom outside of church.
Just pissing all over everybody walking out of church. Dude, you wouldn't think, but church is where the freaks come, bro.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Who's that guy?
Bro. Bro, that gay guy. Bro, you want to fuck some pigs, wait till church lets out and just piss all over these gay wads coming out of church. They fucking love it, bro. Dude, I'm telling you.
Dude, I'm going.
Like
I'm going again this weekend,
just
bro.
Thumbs right in their assholes.
Oh, they fucking Jesus. Love it. Bro.
Bro. Okay, so you went to this gay bar, talked to, who was this, transvestite? No.
I didn't talk to them.
I thought you made friends with one.
No.
They made friends with a drag queen or a tranny.
Last night?
Yeah.
No. I saw one. I was talking to this woman because I was kind of like, it was weirded out because it was this black transvestite.
Yeah.
And everything that she was saying was like horribly like racist and offensive and like, you know, just like, oh, we be eating watermelon. I was okay, calm down. Like, it was clearly one of those like, I can get away with saying this, but you can't kind of things.
Oh, right.
And so I out loud spoke. I was just like, God, she's awfully racist. And there was a black woman in front of me, and it was a real black woman. And she was like, I know. And I was like, oh, thanks. It was like a nice integrated moment. Like, we've come far together as a white race and a black race to be like, come on, really, tranny? You're better than that.
So you're both standing up for the tranny with people of other colors.
Well, I kind of wanted to get the whole bar to like rise up against the bullying that she was inflicting on us as an audience.
Can you talk to your mic a little?
Oh, am I just...
I don't know. Yeah, it's as you turn your head to help and as you have it resting on your shoulder.
Resting on my...
Fuck. You can't even hold a
resting
microphone.
Resting on my seahorse belly.
Yeah, it's, if you're talking to me, it's okay that way. But when you're talking to help and it just you turn too far away from it.
Like, yeah,
I know holding it makes you breathe heavy now. So take breaks every once in a while.
Oh, God. Like, how did they eat here?
That pie, it was so good. It was caked with this like this marshmallow...
Gummy
like,
meringue. Gummy
icing on top.
Was it lemon meringue or something?
It was lemon.
Helping easy.
Easy. What? Getting a boner right now.
Say it slow.
Okay, so yeah, that's right. So you stood up. I like that.
Rise up, yeah.
Yeah.
Like just
okay. Then this is what you texted me. This is the text I got as you and I helping were out at a different bar last night saying
a straight bar.
Straight bar. A straight bar.
Bro.
Where gays are open welcome, but
right.
There's a black hipster all over me. What do I do? This is at 11:50 p.m. I was just like, I don't know. I was like, pray to Jesus. Like problem diverted. I threw a dollar on the ground and ran.
clearly I should have uprised against myself after that shot of Jameson.
Yeah.
My response was, get out of get there.
Out. It was just weird.
Out.
It was just weird because he's like, I like your glasses. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And then it was like, it just turned into this whole like name dropping. Like, so do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, I like you. I'm just like.
What, that's the bully?
No, this was the black hipster.
Oh, black hipster, okay. Who was the so-and-so and so-and-so?
Yeah, who would he name drop if he's in Dallas and you're.
Well, it was like, so he was like, so what do you do? And I'm like, well, I'm a comedian. He's like, oh, well, who do you know? Oh, okay. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, do you know, like, Chelsea Handler? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, why aren't you on her show? And I'm like, well, story of my life.
And I got drunk at a party. And she was in a bad mood.
She was in a bad mood. I've hated myself.
50 Cent wasn't calling her back, and she took it out on me. And it's terrible. And I've been blacklisted for no reason. She wouldn't even remember me at this point.
But what if he goes through the list, like, you know, Chelsea, you know, like,
you would clearly work on that show, by the way.
And then I would be amazing on that show. Thank you. Can we
just the right level of caddy?
Thank you. Can we, like, get the Death Squad family to petition?
But then what if he goes down the list and then the guy goes, do you know Ari Shaffir?
I was like, do I? He's like a 3 on the homophobe scale, right? Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
what are you doing? Did you just lean over so you can fart?
Scratching.
I'm retaining and it's itching.
Dallas is ruining you.
Dallas is
ruining. By the way, we were leaving Ranger Stadium. What do you call it?
Ranger Stadium.
I think it's the ballpark.
Texas ballpark. Whatever. Ballpark, the ballpark at Texas Stadium. Ballpark.
Round.
Yeah.
And 3-6.
Whatever. Justin kept going the wrong way.
Huh?
He kept consistently going, like, making wrong turns and stuff to go back to his car. He kept like, oh, it's to the right. Like, no, Justin, we're going over this way.
Oh, I just kept walking
in the parking lot?
Yeah. And eventually I was like, I think your gaydar is getting in the way of your radar. You have no sense of direction right now.
I was just like walking.
Yeah.
Like aimlessly.
He's like, where? Why did you just move like away
right now? Like I had Parkinson's or something. It's walking.
Okay. So we went from the gay bar where you saw the hipster. Yeah. Weren't into that.
Yeah. Oh.
No, you went to 3 bars, I thought.
Yeah.
BJ's, which is a very classy establishment.
Is that the regular BJ's?
I don't know. I didn't
ask. Was that a gay bar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's a BJ's restaurant.
Oh, how weird. Awkward. I wonder if people get them confused.
Yeah, there's one right down the street.
Yeah, they have a Pazuki.
Honey, we're going to go to BJ's. This doesn't seem right.
They said it's family friendly. Just trying to last it out. Just trying to last it out. It's family friendly.
Everyone stick together. Stick together.
Oh, no, sir. We're not interested in that.
Oh, good, honey. It's Manhole Monday.
Like it's a safari ride.
Yeah.
Just stick. Don't let the bears get too close to the car.
Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
That bar we went to, by the way, at South by Southwest was
amazing.
Yeah. It was when we saw, we went to, where was it? Which one was it called?
Charlie's? Was that?
It was down there in the gayer part of town, I guess. But I went with me, Nick Youssef, Allison Dynamite, and you, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Nick's friends.
They were so.
The Asian girl and the other one. But we saw a guy just stand up over another guy. Like one guy was sitting at the bar, and this other guy stood up above him. And the guy was sitting at the, not the bar, but like at the outskirts.
It was like the patio. It was a deck.
He just unzipped. Did he unzip?
Yeah, he unzipped it.
He unzipped the guy standing up's pants, or the guy standing up unzipped his own pants. And the guy standing up reached in there and just like a few strokes.
Yeah.
And then he gives the face of like, not bad face, you know?
Mind you, I've seen this happen.
And then he put it back in, and we're just like, what the
Like, I saw the beginning part of it, and I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, Ari, you have to see this. And you were like,
what is happening? Yeah.
And you were like, is that what you do? I'm like, yes, it's our greeting. That's what we dogs sniff each other's ass. We just tug it out.
Done that before?
No.
You've never done that before. That's trashy.
What, sniffed an ass?
No, not sniffed an ass, but touched like a penis to test it out. Like at a bar, just like
no, not at a bar.
Working with.
No.
Okay,
no.
Why would he do that?
Just to make sure you gotta check out the merchandise.
My theory is the guy led with, I made it just soft or something like that, and the guy's like, prove it, and they're like, we're doing this now, and now they're in the fucking zone.
But they were weird. They looked like they were like on steroids and like
they're both bro dudes.
They're like muscle like.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just angry.
Oh, I'll suck it if you're going to get sucked.
Jesus. I can never live in those situations. That's what I would respond with. God, why are you so angry?
Hey, meet me over in the bar in a minute. You're going to pull out my cock.
Jesus.
Okay. So you knew you weren't going to go home with this guy. No, do you have any questions about this album, by the way?
Are you good?
Stop as we go. No, say anything. Right. Okay, we're caught up so far. Okay. So you went home. You're not going to fuck.
Right. I went home and
he drove you home, take a cab?
Bedroom.
In his bedroom?
I mean, his guest bedroom.
Oh, the guy's guest bedroom.
Well, yeah, it's Texas, so they have, like, jobs and can afford things.
Oh, homes.
Yeah, homes. And
they have cable.
That's nice.
He had, demand, on demand. I could, if I wanted to, I could have watched the fucking Game of Thrones, because I haven't seen, like, the first three episodes.
Yeah, you should have caught up.
I know.
It could be funny. You go to town and just hook to up
catch
with dudes
up,
and get
to catch up on Game of Thrones. That's really amazing. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm really into you. Hey, just shut up. I got to.
It's like, you know, it's
not recording, is it?
No, it is. Oh, my God. Yes, it is recording. I just realized you were stepping on the thing and it's going to pop, but it's okay. We got from now on.
Yeah. Woke up this morning, went and had coffee.
With him?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're just friends.
Drop me off,
You're just friends. Like, oh, it's not going to happen.
Right. He was like, oh, Kelly Lynch is coming into town. Sorry, Kelly Lynch. He was like, Kelly Lynch is coming into town. I was like, oh, cool. I haven't seen her since high school. And like, he's like, let's get brunch with her. I'm like, oh.
Okay, and at this point, if he was like, hey, you want a blowjob before I leave?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, but you have to think about it.
I would have to think about it. Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
But was it awkward, like, when you woke up thinking, like, you know how you wake up in someone else's bed or someone else's apartment?
All the time.
Did you sleep in his bed? Yeah, or just
no.
The guest? Okay,
so the guest
not bedroom. Even, like, it's clearly we're not fucking.
Right.
Go ahead, sleep there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very nice and safe.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that, one of those things that guys try to do, like, you know, hey, you want me to give you a massage before you go to bed?
No.
You know, I used to do that. It was so bad.
Because, but you know, you knew if you're massaging the back, the bra's going to come off.
Oh, yeah. But you get your hand underneath the bra a few times in the back.
Yeah.
Is that like the teasing thing? Like, oh, my fingers are under there.
No, but from the back, not from the front.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, this would be.
Oh, yeah, that's the back. Yeah. And if they let you, if they nudge away, you're like, this is as far as it's going.
Because usually you just rub, like, you rub on their back, and then if you try to get the bra off once and they're like, no, then you just come and shoot it all over their back.
No, you do not
do that.
No. Oh. That is not a thing that's acceptable.
It's all right. I mean, teach their own, right?
Yeah.
It's 2012. We're moving. This is a growing. This I don't think. And I like this because people are like, "Oh, that was a
Jesus."
That's like 9/11 outside.
How close were we to the airport?
That was really close. Jesus,
right there.
God,
oh my God!
Fucking Taliban
shook. God. Just knocked over your Keystone Light.
I know. but I like that. Like the viewers are getting, you know, a perspective on how advanced LA is.
Yes.
From the rest of the country, you know. Hey, we can hang. I gotta go.
Yeah. What? No, not yet. We're getting into the second part. Okay. First, I have to say something about our sponsors first. If you would like to buy Keystone Light of your own, please visit Amazon.com. And if you're going there to buy cases of Keystone for what should be no more than $3.99, please go through my website and there's a banner on there for Amazon.com.
I think Keystone should sponsor me because
you're the only one drinking it.
Yeah.
Because you're the coolest person drinking it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a wish list yet on Amazon?
No, I can't. The porn star wish list thing?
You gotta make one.
You have to make a wish list?
If I made a wish list, I would make it ridiculous.
That's what I want to do. Like, put like a blow-up raft.
A blow-up raft. I won one of those from Marlboro once. They sent me one. I kept my apartment for like 2 years. And then I'm like, dude, you don't live on a lake or near a lake. You go to the beach once every year.
Yeah.
You're not taking the raft and putting it back in. You're just not going to do it.
And how gross. You're like, oh, good. Ari brought the Marlboro raft. Like, how many coupons did that take?
Whatever happened to that chair?
Which chair?
The one we went to pick up for the Price is Right chair.
The Price is Right chair? It's in my apartment.
Is it?
Go ahead. You don't have to be quiet from over there.
Doesn't it have a cooler in it?
Yeah, but the cooler never worked. The motor broke. So it never worked. It would just get super hot, but in the armrest opens up and there's a cooler. Yeah. I got to get that motor fixed. That would make it epic.
You want a Price is Right chair?
My brother-in-law has Comfort Living. He makes healthy stuff for easy boys, stuff good for your back.
Oh, super comfortable stuff and shit?
Yeah. And so he would he sent one to the Price is Right to use it on the Price is Right. And their deal is that they'll give it back to you, but they're not going to ship it to you. So it's like someone has to come pick it up or they'll give it away to either auction or to Goodwill or something.
Nice.
So I went and picked it up and I helped truck.
Yeah, it was cool. We got to go back to the big warehouse,
we saw all the stuff at the Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Babies.
Just sitting there?
Babies, yeah. Like little black babies no one would adopt.
How like much? Angelina Jolie was
the adoption
like,
papers for this Chicago black orphan.
69 cents. No, $1.70.
I'm Javon. I'm $16.
$1. Everyone's over.
I didn't ask for this prize.
I was doing an icebreaker. We took an acting class in college.
He's 19.
He's 19. I didn't want it. It's robbing me. Please get him out of my house. I went and did an icebreaker for an acting class in college. We had to interview each other. You know, two people have to like I interview you, you interview me.
Yeah.
And I hate them. And I was always too embarrassed to say real facts about myself. So I said to the girl that was interviewing me, I was like, let's just make something up. Let's just say, okay, let's just make up that I was on Price is Right and I bid $1 mm-hmm. and someone else bid $2 and they won. Because you're not supposed to bid $1 until you're the last guy. You're just not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
That's like the fuck it moment.
Yeah. And so then I was leaving class and one of the guys from the football team was like, he just took it for real. Like it was really
real thing.
Man, if that was me, I'd say, bitch, you knew what I was trying to do.
I just scared everyone.
I think she'd be allowed to do that. And it's quite a awesome response on The Price is Right. Just to yell, bitch, you know what I was trying to do.
It's good that the girl went along with it because usually in college, if you did something like that, she'd be like, no, I need to get an A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then try to be it was an straight
class.
With you.
I remember that class. We would go in, and day one, it was like, oh, my God, everyone but one person here is hot. Like, everyone is attractive in this class. One uggo, one super uggo. The teacher comes in and goes, hi, welcome to Acting 101. And then the uggo girl goes, oh, and stands up and leaves. And we're like, domination.
I thought it was accounting.
Yeah, she thought that it was something like that. I was like, oh, I'm in the wrong classroom. This was is awesome.
Basic.
Anyway, I have to finish saying that. If you go to Amazon, if you go to my website, arithegreat.com, and you go through the Amazon banner, you get like, no, you don't get anything off. That's it. You get nothing.
You win all the prizes.
And it doesn't cost you anything, but then I get like a kickback. That's the way to promote this show or to help the show.
So if I'm already going to make a purchase on Amazon,
yeah.
I think about you.
Yes.
And then I go, I'm going to go get this DVD.
Yes.
I go buy it through your website.
Yeah. If you, Sean Halpin, go to my website. There's an Amazon link right there.
Right.
Like I'm telling you right now, Sean Halpin, okay. To do this. There's an Amazon link on my website. And if you go there, Ari the Great...
But wait, there's more.
AriTheGreat.com. Here. Okay.
Okay.
If you go there, hopefully this internet works really well at the Residence Inn. By the way,
oh, it's terrible.
The best.
They're good.
Internet not great, but you have a kitchen, full kitchen.
Pots, pans,
separate
microwave.
Bedroom.
Oh, that's great.
Washing machine.
Boom, right there. You see it?
Yeah.
Skeptic Tank, sponsored by Amazon.com. If you, Sean Halpin, goes through that and just hits that takes you to Amazon and then just buy whatever you're going to buy. And you're fine. You can do that, right?
Yeah.
And help me. And they give me a percentage back.
Well, that's good. Because
That's the way to sponsor. So now you're at Amazon, and you're logged into whatever you're in, sign into your account.
That's good, because, I mean, everybody, all your fans are going to be, that already buy on there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was talking to Woot today. They explained to me how you can get away with not charging tax, how Amazon gets away with it, because they're not physically in California. Yeah. So they don't have to charge sales tax from a place they're not in. Justin, put away your cell phone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's no sales tax. In Texas, I totally forgot.
There's no what? Sales tax. Yeah. No, I think Texas is one of the states they have it in. Or maybe not. It's like Iowa, Ohio. I don't know. Anyway, so that's why we get it tax-free. That's why I get almost everything from Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say this, that I knew things were going to get great when we went to... Sherlock's the other night and had 3 rounds of beers for $16. Oh, we were like, this is heaven.
Dude, that's
I'm getting drunk this weekend. I've already gotten drunk twice. I never get drunk.
When did you get drunk? Last night?
With you?
Let's talk about your last night, all right? How
with
was your
you
last
Sherlock's?
Night? Okay, that was... We were drunk? We were a little
drunk. I was drunk. I'm not a boozer, man. I'm a pothead.
You're not. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I knew that, but like...
But I mean, I'm only a pothead.
But you said that my drinking was to your pot smoking, so I guess that means I'm a heavy alcoholic.
I think, though, like, coming from here, like, I lived around here.
Yeah.
The last apartment I had was, like, down the street in Addison.
Oh.
And I moved to to Cali, and it's, you know, the price of drinking. That's one
it's
reason
way more
made,
expensive.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there dry counties around here? Isn't there, like... There's counties around Dallas that
where you can't buy
you can't sell alcohol, which is just dumb because it's Texas.
Yeah, and you have to go to another.
You can buy a rifle at Walmart, but you can't go to the grocery store and buy a beer.
What's a rifle? Oh, a real rifle.
A rifle, a gun. Yeah.
Like, is that a boost?
What's a rifle?
Rifle.
Who's the fag now?
Well, you know what? I think
is that an amount? Can you drink a rifle by yourself?
Wow, a whole rifle worth?
You know what? There's a railroad right over there, and
an airport.
That's where all the liquor stores are.
Uh huh.
So it's like you have to go to that part of town or whatever that little section is, because they don't
to get liquor.
Yeah, you can't. They don't have 60.
They said 275 imports,
and we laughed in their face. Yeah,
domestics. We're like, we're going import, but yeah, but so cheap, that, $16.
Yeah. Isn't that with the
should be
the discount at the comic store?
Yeah, it's, we still pay more than that. Don't
we still pay? Yeah, we pay $5.25.
No, we do not pay $5.25.
I pay $5.25.
We've been getting
No. Hold on, is this happening?
Triple shots of whiskey with like a drop of Wasky. Cranberry juice.
No, I don't drink cranberry juice.
Freshly squeezed cranberry juice.
Now that's we're talking.
Squeezed.
It has to be organic.
And an ostrich egg. Please. And
just one golden ostrich egg.
I just want to tap it in there.
Silver spoon to take the yolk out.
Yeah, it's cheap. All right, you know what? Well, I want to get to the second part of the gayest night I've ever seen. So I want you to come home. Okay, we're going to do this as a two-parter. So I'm going to stop right now, and we're going to smoke some pot. Okay, smoke some pot.
Yeah.
It's illegal in Texas. But we're going to do stuff.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come right back and you can pick.
Done.
This is what I am. I am a man. So come and dance with Michael. So strong now. It's strong now. So come and dance with Michael. I'm all that you see. You want to see. So come and dance with Michael.
All right, that was it. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, number 56, gayest podcast over. No, wait. Gayest podcast ever, over and out. And it's only part A is done. Part B is coming tomorrow. And that's when shit gets crazy. This was all lead-up shit. Then it gets fucking absolutely wild. Like, he's gone to new levels of gaydom. Enjoy it. Again, go to arithegreat.com. I put a bunch of clips of Justin and Sean Halpin up there doing stand-up and doing other stuff, not having sex with each other. And that's it. You guys, again, go to gamefly.com/Ari to help me out, or go to my website, Ari the Great. Go click the link on Amazon and do your Amazon shopping through there. Whenever you want to go to Amazon, just please remember to do that. All right. Until tomorrow, everybody. Don't have nightmares of homosexual rape.